Chapter 10.
L.A., Becky says. Wow, that's great, Meg coughs. I can't go to L.A., Jesus says. I thought it was going to be here, in the city. There's stuff to take care of. We got responsibilities.
They're all hanging out in Union Square, trying to get some shade under the trees. The boys playing on the swings nearby. The sun beating down. The pigeons sweltering as they clockwork by. Meg is shivering even in the heat, though. Her dirty blonde hair is pulled up into her beanie, and she wipes at her streaming nose with her sleeve. Heroin sick and waxy, she's a few days into kicking junk, trying to get through what Becky went through before her.
Like what? Morgan says. Who's going to look out for Gus and Dottie?
Jesus gestures to them, lying on a bench in the shade a few yards away, brown bagging.
Huh? Or Bob? Or Meg here? I'll be okay, Meg says. I'm through the worst of it.
We can handle all that while you're gone, Morgan says, nodding to Chris. Chris says.
What?
Morgan says.
I kind of wanted to go to L.A. too.
Chris says this more than a little shamefully, eyes on the ground, toeing the gravel with a battered sneaker.
Oh, yeah?
Morgan says, raising an eyebrow.
To do what, exactly?
Help out with stuff?
Hey, fucko, there's shit to be helping out with here. Real shit, like paying the rent kind of shit.
Man, it's hot, Jesus says.
How are you getting out there?
Chris says to Jesus. Sho gave me this, he says, digging in his pockets and pulling out a crumpled silver and blue paper wallet. He hands it to Chris.
Shit, man, Chris says after a moment. You know what you got here?
Jesus, Morgan, and Becky look at him.
A plane ticket, I guess, Jesus says.
This, Chris says, holding it up, is an open-ended, round-trip, first-class air ticket to Los Angeles.
You know how much this thing is worth?
Jesus says, clueless, like $500?
Try 5,000, my friend.
So? Morgan says.
When you gotta be in L.A.?
Day before Labor Day. Couple of weeks? Chris is grinning.
You don't want to leave all the guys to fend for themselves while you're in L.A., right?
Right.
Then how about the mountain comes with Muhammad?
What you talking about, fat man? Morg says.
I'm talking about a road trip.
Chris lays it out for them. They cash in the plane ticket and buy a minibus, some old piece of shit for $1,000. He knows a lot out in Brooklyn. They pile everyone in there and drive cross-country. 2 weeks would be plenty of time to get there. That'll still leave around $4,000, enough to pay the rent on their place for another month and pay for gas, motels, and food and stuff en route. The show, it turns out, is putting JC up at somewhere called the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles.
It'll be like a vacation,
Chris says, beginning to do his little hopping from one foot to the other routine.
Get out of the city. Summertime in L.A. Hit the beach. What's not to like, man?
Hell, we probably won't even be there that long, JC says. I'll be kicked off the show soon enough.
Hey, kids, Becky shouts excitedly over towards the swings. We're going on vacation.
Yay!
The boys cheer.
Oh, man, Morgan says.